Yeah, 1406 again. Yeah, for some reason I lost it. But, yeah, could you check the status on their exclusion?
I can, yeah. Were they doing anything that was, like, behavioral-wise besides the eating and the not wearing the mask? Were they aggressive with anybody or anything like that?
Oh, no, they never are. They're very pleasant in my experiences with them, as they're always very, you know, kind of quiet, keep to themselves. It's just, we have a lot of other customers that I had two customers that jumped off at 72nd, and they complained about them eating, and their bags were in the way. I asked her to move the bag. She would move her bag to clear the aisle, that kind of thing. But it's just other customers, you know, they're complaining about it, so. It's right now, though, so it may not apply to me. I just...
All right, well, I copy, and, you know, I got to be honest, like, if they're not being aggressive with anybody, and it's really, you know, not really an issue for you personally, I wouldn't worry too much about it, whether they're excluded or not. You know, we try to save those exclusions for people that are aggressive and could, you know, actually cause harm or problems for the operator and passengers. This sounds like it's a nuisance for other passengers.
Can I copy that? Yeah, I just wanted to check their exclusion situation. Yeah, I pick them up when I see them. I try to get them to hear, but this time I had customers complain. So, okay, thank you.
Not a problem. If you need to refer to this call for any reason, the time is 10:36 and 3:13. Should those passengers call in or something?
Okay, roger that. Thanks again.
Not a problem. You have a great day. At 10:37.